This recording, Georgia 7, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Get Secure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it takes some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her paw, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. All right, I was born in Munich, Germany. I have very little recollection of being in Germany, and that's not from birth. That's from the second time that I was there, living in Frankfurt, Germany. I do remember playing with my sisters outside quite a bit, and walking to school in the snow. The world didn't stop like it does here when it snowed. We kept on going to school. So those are about the biggest memories I have of Germany. I remember living in Columbus, not very much memory of living at Fort Benning. I know I did live there, but I don't remember Fort Benning very much. Just Columbus and the home that I grew up in, which was in Ridgefield Heights. And we lived in a cul-de-sac. And I can remember playing outside. This cul-de-sac was at the top of a hill. And one of the things, playing ball outside, always fun, unless the ball started rolling down that hill. Somebody let it get away from them. And having to chase it, trying to get ahead of that ball going down the hill. That was always fun, but it wasn't fun at the time. It was a fun memory now, but it wasn't fun at the time trying to get in front of that ball. I remember walking to the store, and so 7-Eleven, and we were, my sisters and I, we would walk to the 7-Eleven, and we didn't have any money. We got our money on the way. We would find bottles that people who had threw out, and back then you could trade your bottles in for money, and you actually got enough to purchase something. And so we would walk to the store and collect bottles along the way and then buy our candy and stuff and walk back home. I know my sister really loved Willis Plaza. We had an aunt who lived out in that area, and they had a little store in Willis Plaza. And you could go there, you get 3 cookies for a penny. And these cookies were about the size of your palm of your hand. And so she loved going there, getting those cookies.